It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
To lift you up, it's time to celebrate, it's time to give you.
Hey guys, good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Network, where you can find help and hope. With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and today I have with me with my best friend and sidekick and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hey.
Yay for Lynn. And we have our awesome, awesome producer, Peter Blake, with us today.
How you doing? Welcome back.
Welcome back. It's so good to be back in the studio after last week.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It's like it's all good.
I'm glad we're all good, right?
Yeah. We're blessed.
Good to be back.
Yeah. And we have some guests with us today. We have my good friend, Becky Moultrie, who you've heard from before, and my new friend, Garrett Klaus, and they're from Assisting Hands Home Care in Pinellas and Pasco. So I'm going to talk about a lot of different things with them today. So thanks for being here with me today, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Linda. We're thrilled to be here.
We appreciate you having us.
No problem. And thanks to the caregivers. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for the family caregivers, the professional caregivers, the people that don't think they're caregivers. You know, those people that don't think they're caregivers as they're running around taking care of everybody and doing all that really good stuff. We survived the storm. We're here. We weren't in the studio last week. I had a little withdrawal from that, and that was before the storm. I'm withdrawing about not having my show on, and then I'm withdrawing about, am I going to get killed or flooded or whatever.
But it was all good.
Oh, my God. We did really well. So, you know, of course, Lynn was with me through the storm.
Of course.
Of course. Because we're a team. So it was Lynn and I and my husband, Tom, and his roommate. And we had my dog and my granddaughter's dog and a cat. And it was good to have us all together. But the whole situation, we were just talking about it before the show, was so darn stressful. So darn stressful. And what did you coin the term we're having now?
I'm calling it hurricane fatigue.
Yeah, hurricane fatigue, because there was like...
At least I have an excuse now. Before I was just fatigued, but now...
now we can call it Irma.
Yeah. Exactly.
Irma fatigue. But it was. And a lot of wonderful things happened during this time, which we're going to talk about. Some very sad and heartbreaking things happened during this time. I know one of the new things that I'm going to be championing is that all nursing homes and
hospitals
and everybody needs to have those generators.
Know how to work them.
Yeah, have the generator for the power and the generator for air conditioning, because some people might not like what I'm going to say next. And we talked about this a little bit before the show, but I think some of those big facilities, the way you have like $500 and $1,000 paintings hanging on the walls, and all these fancy chairs that you have in there, maybe you need to get rid of some of that stuff and get generators. Because that's what's important. The thoughts of a senior or anybody who has a disability or whatever, they can't get up and run out of a place if it's being flooded. They can't get up and drive away in a car and go somewhere. This is craziness, people. Somebody called me from New York and said, I thought you'd take care of seniors in Florida. Well, we have to do a better job at that, and I'm going to calm down a little bit because I'm ranting a little bit, and you know that's not my usual thing at all. But it's...
Well, we did have a lot of people that did help, like Assisting Hands.
Yeah, and people just like in the neighborhood. People, you know, just... And I couldn't tell you how many Facebook posts I saw. Oh, we finally got power back. So if you don't have power back and you want to come over for a shower or coffee or Wi-Fi or whatever, you know, feel free to do that. And some people did it, and I'm glad they did, and some people didn't do it, and I hope you do it next time or that this doesn't happen again. Because when somebody offers to help you, you know, you need to let them help you. Irma and generators, and I also want to give a shout-out to my nephew. He owns an auto glass company called At Home Auto Glass, and I think a lot of you people might need new windshields after everything that's been going on. The other day he replaced the windshield in my friend Sherry's car. She said in like 3 hours, If you have comprehensive insurance, it's paid in full. If not, they'll work with you. So if anybody calls them and needs a windshield, I know they'll take really good care of you. And for every if you mention Connecting Caregivers Radio when you get your windshield, they will donate $50 to Women with Purpose.
How do we get in touch with them?
Their number is 941-260-AUTO.
And they work this area also?
All over. They're all over Florida.
That's great, Linda.
It's 941-260-AUTO. And so tell us a little bit about Women with Purpose that they're going to donate to, how cool they are.
Yeah, Women with Purpose is just a fabulous organization that helps individuals who are suffering from cancer and have those non-medical needs. So how do you pay the mortgage? How do you pay the rent? How do you get groceries?
Gas in the car.
Yeah. You know, how do you live when you're going through cancer and you can't work as much or maybe not work at all?
Right.
And so great organization that helps those in the community that just need a helping hand while they're getting themselves back to good health.
And, you know, I love the little slogan, give where you live.
Absolutely.
Because we need to give where we live. We need to take care of our community. And that's what you guys have been doing the past week, 2 weeks. So tell me some wonderful stories.
I have a wonderful caregiver who, I tell you what, she's going to be my caregiver of the year. Miss Erica helped a couple that we take care of. Yeah. We have a couple that we take care of that lives out on the beach. And the husband kind of has early cognitive impairment, but he's pretty good with it. But his wife is very late stages Alzheimer's dementia. And they were confused. They didn't have a plan. And I said, listen, we got to get you guys out of your place. So she packed up everything they needed. She got them to Largo High School, to the shelter there. The shelter was absolutely fabulous, got them all checked in. And then she went home and took care of her family. But the first thing she took care of was her client.
Because her client becomes her family also.
Absolutely. And she loves these people. So we got through the storm, thank God. And Tuesday she went to go pick them up at the shelter, and they weren't there.
Oh, my God.
So we had a little bit of a challenge, and they said, well, this shelter's closed, so maybe they've gone to this shelter. She proceeded to go to three different shelters looking for this couple, trying to find mm-hmm. them. Couldn't find them, but throughout the day, the husband was contacting his son and didn't know where he was. He was confused. Later that night, we found out they had gone to Largo Medical. The wife, when they had gotten home, they didn't have power. They lived on the third story of a condo. No electricity, couldn't get her upstairs. Oh. She was exhausted, dehydrated. So they went to Largo Med. They got her admitted, got her hydrated, stayed there from Tuesday to Thursday. Well, by Thursday, he had caregiver burnout, caregiver fatigue, and now he's in the hospital at Largo Med getting himself. So what I have to say to caregivers out there is take care of yourself. Have your support network there. Make sure you're rejuvenating yourself. This storm has burnt us all out. And
you know what? You see the posts on Facebook all the time. What did you learn from the storm?
Yeah.
The whole thing is to be prepared.
Yeah.
Is to be prepared. And I say this all the time to caregivers. Oh, they go, I don't know if I'll ever need home health. No, maybe you won't. Maybe you will. But if you think you might even need it, contact Becky. Contact Garrett. Contact a home health care company and just meet with them ahead of time.
Right.
Because then you know that they have that. If that family did not have your caregiver taking them to the shelter and then running around to three different shelters looking for them, what would have happened?
Right. Well, and we've even been keeping up. The wife now has been moved into rehab, so we've been going. We sent our caregiver there to check in on her. She's in a strange place. She doesn't know where she is. But she lit up yesterday when her caregiver walked in the room and knew her, and the staff all of a sudden knew how to care for her because we had somebody there that knew her. Right, because family hasn't been able to get into town because it's hard to still to get back into Florida.
Right. And a lot of people from out of town don't even realize how bad it really was.
No.
So, you know, you need to do that. You need to get your support system together because this was stressful for people that had their support system together.
Right. We had another couple that takes care of a adorable 96-year-old woman who has dementia, and they evacuated with her. They, over the course of the past week, have been in six different places, which has been stressful for their lady because she's not used to being taken from place to place. But they called me up on Thursday and said, Becky, we're burnt out. Can you help us out? And so what we did is we've been able to supply respite care for them for the past two nights.
Explain to people what respite care is people that don't know.
So what we did in this case was they had no power at their home. They had no power at her home. But we've been helping out families. We know a couple of hotels on the beach that did have power, had AC, had cable even.
Wow.
And so we got hotel rooms for them. The family from out of town helped us arrange that. And then we put her up at the hotel with one of our caregivers there with her around the clock. We had two caregivers that rotated in and out over the course of 2 days. And they were able to go home to, they had a friend that had power. They went and stayed with their friend, got two good nights of sleep. They picked her up at the hotel this morning. They gave me the biggest hugs and said, Becky, thank you. You saved us.
Yeah.
Because they were burnt out. They were just toast.
Right.
So we gave them some relief, a little bit of respite, and now they're able to be the caregivers that they need to be again today.
Yeah. And you know how I push for caregivers all the time. Because, absolutely, you know, if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And we're all living proof of that.
Right. You got to put your oxygen mask on first.
And we do it in the industry, too.
Yeah.
We do it in the industry, too. But, you know, like, if they didn't have you, what would they have done?
I don't know.
What would their families, you know, you help them, you help their family, you give them peace of mind, you know, one of Lynn's neighbors went to a shelter with her husband who has Alzheimer's, and he got a cot and she got a wooden chair.
And she's not young.
Yeah, and they were there a couple of days, and she's just a wonderful woman. She's just the kind that would help everybody get food for them or this and that. And she met a woman there who was 90 years old, who takes care of her husband who has Alzheimer's, but he would not leave the mobile home, and she left him there and went to the shelter without him.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, Lynn, I have a neighbor that I've been trying to get signed up for care. And we went over when we were leaving to make sure she was going to be taken care of, and she said her nephew was going to come take her to his house. Another neighbor went over there on Sunday, found her sitting on the couch in her church clothes waiting to go to church. Her nephew never came.
Oh, my God.
And, wow.
You know, sometimes the caregiver is the only person that has daily contact with our clients, and they know them better than some of the family members know them.
Exactly. And especially with Florida, you know, so many people, they come here to retire.
Right.
So their family's up north or whatever, you know, and they just... It's tough. It's tough. You know.
So people can call you ahead of time and say, we don't need it, but this is who we are, so that you'd know if they, when they do need care, they can.
Absolutely.
And then what would you do? Explain to our listeners what you do. So that I call you up and say, Becky, you know, after this storm and everything, I think I need to do a little more preparation. And I don't really need any home health for my mom right now, but down the road, who knows, you know, or if maybe I do need some respite care. So what do we do?
Right. So what we would do is we'd go out and see mom, kind of do an assessment of where she is at the moment, have all her emergency contact information. We collect medication lists.
Huge.
We know what their emergency plan is. So when we hit that 5 days out from the storm and we were within the cone of uncertainty, we then were contacting all of our clients and saying, okay, what's your emergency plan? What do you need? Do you need help getting to a shelter? Do you need help getting your home ready? We had a list for our caregivers of, okay, you need your medication list. You need to make sure you have all your prescriptions. Have a 2-week supply if you need to go get your prescription refilled.
Right.
You know, all those things. So when we have a client that maybe we're not doing regular service with, but we've got them in our roster, we can be ready that when the storm comes and after the storm, ready to jump back in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is just, it's so important just to know that you have that peace of mind. It's like an insurance policy, you know, right, kind of thing.
Well, it really came in after the storm almost more importantly, we had clients that didn't evacuate. We had people that lived on the ridge in Seminole, so it's a non-evacuation zone.
Right.
Great area,
right.
65 feet above sea level,
right.
And you know, solid concrete construction homes. Well, after the storm, they had no power. And I had a 91-year-old veteran that we take care of. Garrett will tell us a little bit about, we take care of him through the VA Homemaker Home Health Aid program. And when we went to go see him on Wednesday morning, he was sitting in a 90-degree condo.
It's crazy.
And he was hot, he was clammy, he was disoriented. And so we got him out of there, got him over to Mama's Kitchen on Seminole Boulevard. They got him a nice hot meal, one of my favorite places to go.
They're good people.
Good people in the air conditioning, hot meal for him. And then I got on the phone with his family in Atlanta and said, listen, we need to get him out of there. We need to get him a hotel room. We got him a hotel room out on the beach. And today he got to move back home. But he could have ended up in the hospital, or God forbid, I mean, we may have come in and found him,
right,
you know, gone.
Well, like, so, like Garrett talking with the woman sitting on the couch waiting to go to church.
Right. It's the recovery had, I think, just been as stressful as the preparation. So really, you know, as Garrett was saying earlier, it's been, what, 2 weeks that we've been under stress.
Yeah, you know, everybody points out last week when I think really just the week before, there was just so much anxiety and so much building up, you know.
That's all you heard on TV every minute. At one point, I was like, we got to shut this off. I can't anymore.
Right.
Pictures of Harvey, and we were all worried that that was going to be our neighborhood.
Right.
And it really took a toll on everybody involved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So we're going to talk when we come back from break, which is not yet, but we're going to talk later on about how you help vets and how you can help vets. But let's talk about the new norm now.
Yeah. You know, the thing I'm seeing with a lot of our dementia clients is they took a step back, or they progressed further in their dementia. And we got to get back to normalcy as soon as we can. So now that we have power back and we're getting back into our own home setting, I think the importance of getting our loved ones back on a schedule,
okay,
staying well fed, staying hydrated, getting back to normalcy, and then we're going to have to see what is our new normal. Have we progressed in our dementia?
And I think a lot of people have.
Right. Or are we going to come back and hit a new normal? And I think it's just going to, it's going to be a challenging week to see. And it's going to take a lot of patience and a lot of deep breaths.
Yeah.
And step back, take care of yourselves.
And caregivers, if you need resources, contact me. You know, I have a million resources. You might just need, and especially like after the storm, you might need somebody to come and fix your ramp going into your house. You may think that after the storm, now, you know what? I need to have some emergency lights put in the house. I need to have some grab bars put up. You know, there's a million different things that you start to think about. We have the resources. And there are people that you can count on, you can care about. And I know we'll take care of my caregivers. Because, you know, Becky, I don't have anybody on my show, and I don't promote anybody unless I know who they are.
Right. We appreciate that.
Because my and I appreciate you guys. What would I do without
Thank
you guys?
You
know, if it wasn't for you guys, we don't even have a show. So we can't even get this information out to you people. We're very blessed, especially in our area. To be surrounded by professionals that want to make a difference, that do the right thing, that we all care about each other, and we're all here just helping each other out. And you know what it is, when you put the right foot forward, what goes around comes around.
Absolutely.
And you see it every day. You see it every single day. But just to know that these people are here, and knowing that I can call Becky, or I can call Arlene Grasso, or I can call somebody.
Yeah, we're Florida strong.
Yeah.
And we're going to muscle through this. And, you know, God forbid when the next storm comes around, we have a lot more knowledge. We have a lot more experience. And we'll be strong and get through it. And, you know, God is good to take care of us through all this.
Yeah, I love to hear the great stories of people pulling together. And I think I'm going to talked to my webmaster about putting another page on Connecting Caregivers Radio because I want you guys to send me stories. Because what people are saying to me is they're contacting me on Facebook or they're sending me a text and they go, oh, my caregivers did like the most wonderful thing in the world. I want to know what it was.
Well, and I think, Linda, it would be a great resource, too. I shot an email off to my franchise today because Assisting Hands is part of a national franchise and we have 12 offices across the state of Florida. And I said, listen, guys, we need to talk about what worked right.
Right.
So let's, you know, create a post on your page of what worked for you, what didn't work, and then we can all as a community share those resources to know that next time we have a challenge, let's learn from each other.
Yeah. 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 Because it's all about community.
Absolutely.
It's all about community.
It's a village here.
And it's a lot about faith. It's a lot about faith. So
we're living in a sacred grand Seminole.
My grandson told me last week, don't worry about it. Seminole's not going to get hit. My teacher said Seminole never really gets hit bad because it's sacred grounds from the Seminole Indians. I was like, that works for me.
Hey, if that's what it takes.
I'm moving.
That sliver of hope to know that we're being watched out for, and we are. We are being watched out.
Okay, now we're going to hear from our partners. Don't go away, guys. We'll be back in a little while.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
Because that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy,
St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better. Have you considered a reverse mortgage as part of your retirement financial plan? For homeowners age 62 or older, a reverse mortgage from Access Reverse Mortgage is a safe, economical way to turn your home's equity into cash, monthly income, or a standby line of credit. Did you know that the unused portion of an FHA-insured line of credit increases, giving you access to substantially more funds in future years? This line of credit grows no matter what happens to home value. The higher interest rates go, the faster your line of credit increases. You heard that right. No matter what your home value does, the higher interest rates go, the more your line of credit increases. Access Reverse Mortgage is a family-owned company based right here in the Tampa Bay area for the past 12 years. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and one of Florida's leading reverse mortgage providers. Call 727-347-0305 or go to AccessReverse.com to start your research today. I know they can help you out.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recorded.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregiver.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Caregivers, now more than ever, you need to take care of yourself. I know that you're all on overdrive. You're all on caregiver burnout. And don't tell me you're not, because I know you are. Because the past couple of weeks, you've been worrying about everybody else. And how you're going to be able to help your loved ones. And I know you've lost sleep and you're probably not eating right and you might be dehydrated. So let's start today. Let's start right now rejuvenating. Let's start healing. Let's start, you know, getting ourselves back together and taking that time for ourselves. And when someone asks if they can help you, what do you say?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because people are asking you because they want to help you.
They wouldn't ask if they didn't want to help.
Right. You heard me tell that story, you know, after my mom passed away one day. I met a friend in the supermarket. She said, "How you doing, Linda?" And I said, "I'm doing okay." And she said, "You know what, Linda? I'm sick of hearing that from you." And I said, "What?" And she said to me, "When you were taking care of your mother, you stole my joy." And I said, "I did what?" And she said, "I could see you swimming in quicksand, and every time I asked to help you, you said, 'No, I'm okay.'" She said, "You stole my joy, Linda." So don't do that to anybody. It's not a nice thing. Don't steal their joy. If somebody asks to help you, let them help you. So, Garrett, I'd like to talk a little bit about how you guys help vets and about the different programs that are available. Because I think that is really important, because I think there are a lot of benefits and things available out there for vets that vets don't know about.
Well, yeah, and there's, honestly, there's a lot of programs we could talk about. Too many to name, honestly.
So what's the most important we need to talk about or to start with?
My biggest piece of advice I would give to any veteran out there is each county has their own veteran service officer, and they have the ability to look them up through their social, see everything, all their military history, what they qualify for, what they don't, and help them get signed up and get their benefits moving.
Okay.
They're VA employees, but it's their job to help the veterans.
Okay.
And they have, we'll go out sometimes and try to help. I'll try to see if they'll qualify on their own by asking them questions.
Right.
And sometimes you can figure it out, but most of the time you don't have the ability. You have to have access to the system and be able to punch in their social, see where they've been, what they've done. Because sometimes certain benefits, you have to be in a combat zone.
And certain times, and what's the form they all need? The DD-214 or something or whatever?
DD-214.
That's a really, explain to people what that's about, because somebody might be a caregiver and not sure even what that form is.
So that's basically, when you're done with your service, they give you several copies.
It's like your graduation
and
paper.
It's basically your thank you, this is it, you're free from us, you're yeah. you're ready to go out in the world. But it's what you need to prove every time, you know, even if you're buying a car and they offer some sort of military discount, that's what they want to see.
Okay.
You know.
So and if someone doesn't have that form, can you tell me where they could get it?
There's a few different places. You can look it up online. Okay. I don't have the info written down.
Yeah, I think if you go to va.gov, you can search on the website there on how to request.
Is that like your honorable discharge papers?
Yes, it'll have on there how you were discharged, you know,
whether it was honorable or whatever.
Other than
so your discharge paper.
Yeah, because I used it for my car.
It's got a quick rundown of all the awards you received, where you've been, your exact number of days in service. Okay. And all that matters when you're looking at certain benefits.
Right. So tell me about some home health benefits for vets.
There's a lot out there. They have the homemaker program,
which is
they can sign up and they'll determine how much help they need. And there's actually a couple different ways to use them. Sometimes you can have a family member where they'll actually pay them.
Oh, really?
And other times they'll provide you a caregiver through one of our services.
Right.
That are contracted through the VA.
Okay. Right. And so
an Assisting Hands were contracted through the Veterans Administration under the Homemaker Home Health Aid program. And it's a great program where they can, if it's a veteran who is honorably discharged, they're low income, and they need assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So let's say they're using a walker or a cane. They need a little bit of help getting in and out of the shower. They need a lot of help in and out of the shower.
Right.
The VA wants our veterans to be clean and healthy. They deserve that. We need to thank them for their service.
Yes.
And so they can get anywhere from 2 to 3 hours a day, 2 to 7 days a week through the Home Health Aid program.
That's
and it's
huge.
No cost to the veteran.
And because you know what the thing is too? Veterans are stubborn. They're like a lot of stubborn guys, and they're like, "Well, I don't need the help. I can do it myself. I'm gonna be okay." And I don't want to pay no money for it, right?
They are, and and a lot of them have dealt with the system before and got frustrated and quit.
Yeah,
it is a process. It's the government. It's a process. There's paperwork, and it takes time.
But it does work also.
But it does work.
Yeah,
right. And I've seen people come through it pretty quickly. You know, you go to the VA, you find out you're eligible for the health services there. You go to, here in Pinellas, if you go down to Bay Pines, and you find out you're eligible, then you go to the CLC, to the community clinic there, see a geriatric care physician. He sees that you need assistance with your activities of daily living, your ADLs is okay. what they call them. And then he can write a referral for you to have home care come in and help you with those activities of daily living. And we do everything even beyond it. Once we get them showered and bathed, we'll help them get their house clean. We'll do a load of laundry. We'll clean up the...
Prep some food.
We'll make some food so
walk
that they...
Walk the dog.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make sure they have groceries.
Yeah.
The bathing thing's a big thing.
Yeah.
The bathing thing is a big thing. And also, when we're dealing with people that have some cognitive impairment, sometimes they'll bathe much easier for somebody else than they will for their loved one.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, they'll get
some people... Some people are embarrassed to have their loved one or their kid give them a shower.
You know what? I never thought in my life I would be doing either of those things with my parents. And a couple of months ago on the show, I thought, oh, my God, my daughter doing me? No, that's not happening. That's not, you know, like, but it is. And but the time comes and you're just incapable.
Yeah,
you know, and you need exactly. somebody to help you. You know, I remember one time a guy coming to a support group. This guy was a landscaper. He was taking care of his mom. He was a very simple man, a very loving man, loved his mom. And when he found out at that support group that he could have someone come in and bathe his mom, he started crying because he was so happy and he was just so embarrassed and you know.
Yep. I know my husband, well, he used to say, no, I had a bath yesterday. I go, no, you didn't. But as soon as they came in, oh, time for a bath. He was very, I don't know if he wanted to get naked in front of people or what. But he was, no problem.
It's spa day when the homemaker arrives.
I think so.
Yeah.
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 Well, and the other great thing about the VA's Homemaker Home Health Aid program is if you're a caregiver that's at home with your spouse or loved one or whatever the situation is, and you don't work outside the home, you may be eligible for respite care as well. And the VA gives up to 180 hours of respite a year.
It's huge.
So, yeah, and it's free. This is part of your veterans' benefits. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, and use that respite care. I didn't find out what respite care was until I was in my bereavement group.
Wow.
You know, and I'm like not a dumb bunny, you know what I mean?
Right.
And there was one time I wanted to go to this wedding, and I couldn't go because I didn't have anybody to be with my mom, you know, kind of thing. And I didn't find out, so... You guys, I'm glad you're tuning in and you're learning about this stuff because there's respite care available in a variety of different ways. Even can be the point just when your neighbor asks if they can help you. You say, if you can come over between 2 and 4 and let me take a nap, that would be good.
Right. And also, while we're on the subject of veterans, there's a huge misconception that I've seen among the Vietnam age, World War II age veterans.
Right.
That if they accepted health care from the VA, they were taking somebody else's who they think needed it more.
Really?
And that's not the case. But that belief is out there, and it's false. Yeah. They're here to help everyone.
You know, there's a whole different generation.
Yeah.
They just get such a bad rap, the veterans group.
Right.
The hospitals and that. And I know they are very helpful, but...
I'm telling you, Bay Pines has been great to my husband.
He's...
But yeah, to Tom, they've been really good. And absolutely. When my dad went to the VA in New York City, and they were wonderful there. They did everything. But see, my stepmother Heidi was brilliant. Took advantage of the benefits, found out what the benefits were. You know, went through step by step where my dad needed a wheelchair or a hospital bed or. Different kind of utensils to help them eat better, you know?
Yeah, even hearing aids. They can get hearing aids there for the VA. Hearing aids are expensive. If you're a veteran, contact them and see if you're eligible to get them.
And they will help the caregiver because it's so hard dealing with someone who can't
hear.
And my husband says, I have enough stuff. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. It's tough.
It's hard.
And even eyeglasses.
Yep.
You know, there are... But I don't know what I wanted to say there.
It was a good idea.
There was times, though, my mom had stopped reading And I've heard this from other people in support groups that they're, sometimes it's because they just need new glasses. Sometimes it's because they're just not able to read anymore.
Right.
They just can't comprehend. They just can't do it.
And how many years didn't you know that?
I didn't know that.
When you
I just thought my
Ireland.
Mother was being bossy to me. You know, she'd be like, we'd go out to eat dinner and she'd be like, I don't need to read the menu. You know, I have
she
you
covering.
Here, Linda.
Well, she
then
was
you
covering
order
for
her
herself.
Liver. She'll learn quick to tell you.
But, you know, and what Lynn said, actually, we went on a trip to Ireland, my mother and I. And I was crazy that I didn't go, like, with a group. It was just two of us. And I'm driving on the wrong side of the street in a foreign country. I mean, how brilliant was that? And the last night, we go to this castle, and I decided to have some of this grog, not knowing alcohol's in it. And I'm feeling a little buzz, and I'm like, oh, no, and I got to drive back to the bed and breakfast. And it was just one straight road down, though. Like, wasn't, like, a far away or anything. I must have drove back and forth past that place five times. And finally, I was like, Mom, if you want to get home tonight, you need to help me. You need to put your glasses on.
And she says, I don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. And all I know is I went home and I went to sleep. Then I did get back to the hotel and went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning. And my mom was sitting on the bed all neatly made. She's like, good morning, honey. And I'm like, I'm sorry I yelled at you last night. You know,
no but, more grog for you.
Yeah, but she couldn't help me. Right. And I didn't know that until then.
Yeah.
Right.
Until then. Because my mom wasn't going to say to me, oh, Linda, I can't read anymore. I can't comprehend it or whatever kind right. of thing. So, all right, once again, it's time to hear from our fabulous partners. You know that anybody that's on my show or any of the people that are my partners are people that you can count on.
That's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forever.
Hi, folks. Many times, caregivers tell me that their loved one is becoming more and more isolated. They're limited to one room in the house. It is difficult for them to maneuver their walkers or wheelchairs or even walk over a door sill. When they have to take their loved one out of the house, it is full of frustration and takes 45 minutes just to get them in the car. They're becoming dehydrated because they're not drinking fluids, because they're afraid if they have to go, they may fall in the bathroom. It doesn't have to be this way. Access and Design is your one-stop shop for mobility and accessibility needs. Who do you call for grab bars, walk-in tubs, and zero-entry showers? Access and Design. Who do you call to widen doorways and build beautiful ramps? Access and Design. If you don't want to live in an institution, your home doesn't need to look like one. And who do you call for ADA kitchen remodeling and railings? Why, Access and Design, of course. And who do you call for vehicle, pool, platform, and stair lifts? You know who. What if you only need a portable ramp so you can keep your loved one mobile and on the go? Call Access and Design at 727-233-4900. Access and Design is a dealer for American-made equipment. All installers are certified, and they service what they sell, and they even service and repair things they didn't sell you. Access and Design, your doorway to independence. Call 727-233-4900. Let's make your home the one you stay in forever.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are off to the races. Lynn, let us know what's going on this week.
Okay. Curbs of Seminole is having their 25th anniversary. The first 25 people to sign up between August 27th and September 27th will pay no service fee, which is a $99 savings. As cool. Always, yeah. Anyone on Medicare with a plan that offers gym workouts does not pay. Please call Marina at 727-320-9737. That's 727-320-9737.
So put on your silver sneakers and go there and get some free exercise.
Which is really important when we're getting old.
Yeah.
On September 22nd, between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., at the Clearwater YMCA on Highland Avenue, there is a fall prevention seminar with demonstrations and a panel of experts. This is free and open to the public.
This is a really important event. Tell us about it, Garrett. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, Becky and myself will have a booth there. I'm going to get together some information about... There's grants through the VA
okay.
where they're able to come in and help redo bathrooms.
Oh, you wow.
Make it so, you know, your normal bathtub, they'll convert it to a walk-in shower.
That's
make it
huge.
Easier. All that kind of helps with the falling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So people could go there. Do we have an RSVP number for that?
No, we don't.
It's come on out. I'm on the fall prevention committee.
Yeah. And, the YMCA in Clearwater.
Water.
It's on Highland Avenue.
Yes, come on out. We're going to have lots of parking. We're going to have assistance with parking. We're going to try to have some valet service. We're still working on that. But
and it's so important, people, because the fall can be the end of everything. I'm telling you it right now. I see it in my support groups all the time. I hear from people all the time. You have that one fall, and everything can change.
So many of our clients, they start off because of a fall.
Right, right. All right, honey, what else we got?
Oh, this is a good one. On Thursday, October 12th, between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., our Linda Burhans Ooh. Will be giving a workshop for caregivers on what she calls the Triple A Dilemma, which is that caregivers don't ask for help, they don't accept help, and they don't acknowledge themselves. Beach House is hosting the event at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club in Tampa. A light lunch will be served. Please RSVP by October 9th, too. 813-358-0340. That's 813-358-0340. 358-0340.
Come out, guys. I'd love to meet you.
And then on October 28th at Spectrum Field in Clearwater, Pinellas County is having a walk to end Alzheimer's. To join the team, please go to alz.org. And that'll do it.
Just walk this way and join a team. I also have another announcement that there's a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Walk with Access Reverse Mortgage that was supposed to be September 12th at Average Joe's Bar and Grill, but because of the hurricane, it's been changed now to September 26th. So come out there, and 10% of the sales will be donated that evening to the Alzheimer's Society, and it'll be matched also by Access Reverse Mortgage.
Yeah, and I think that starts at 6:30 in the evening, doesn't it, Linda?
Yep, 6:30.
Great.
It'll be 50-50, raffled. Becky, you just raised a whole bunch of money at the bowling alley a couple weeks ago.
We did.
So how much?
Over $4,600.
Wow. A lot of that was mine.
Wow.
And I got no prizes.
Well, you got to come out next year, and we'll make sure you win something.
All right, so the caregiver contest winner was supposed to come last week, but the storm that wasn't going to happen. And then this week she wasn't able to come because she's relocated to take care of her mom during the storm. But our caregiver contest winner this month is Karen Sheets. And she was nominated by Diane Cavanaugh. And hopefully they will be on the show next week, which will be very exciting. And some of the things in the prize basket is a day spa gift certificate and a Capo Di Monte Italian Deli gift certificate and a haircut and 8 hours of respite care that can be used with either Arden Courts or Maria's Adult Daycare or Assisting Hands. So you get to have 8 hours of respite, and you get to go get a haircut and a massage and whatever. So if you have a caregiver that deserves this, and every caregiver deserves this, please nominate them. Go to ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. Little simple form to fill out and nominate a caregiver. Okay, guys, we're coming to the end. What do you want to tell me for the last thing today?
You know, let's get back to normal and take care of yourself. And when you need help, ask for it. When somebody offers you help, and even if you think you don't need it, take it.
Yep. Yep. I'll tell one quick story that I've told before. A woman came to a talk I did one day. I always tell caregivers to make a list of some things they can accept help with, because I think many times when people ask you, you just can't even think straight to even give them an answer what they could help you with. And she said, Linda, I went home and I made a list. I only put one thing on my list. And if anybody asks if they can help me, I say, if you can come over any afternoon between 2 and 4 and let me take a nap, that would be wonderful. And the next line of her email was, pleased as punch to let you know that I'm now napping 7 days a week. And my husband is getting 7 different visitors that had stopped coming.
Oh, that's amazing.
Win-win.
Yep.
Win-win. So I'm so glad you were with us today, caregivers. I so appreciate everything that you do. Know that I'm here with my team to help you in any way we can. If we don't know it, we know somebody that knows it. So take care of yourself today. Give a kiss to your loved ones. Remember that God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call.